It's Get Well Wednesday.
Kidney disease.
Get Well Wednesday. And it's Dr. Christy Gooden. And we're talking about kidney disease among African Americans. Good morning, doctor. Is the doctor up?
Yes. Hello.
Oh, hey, there you are. There you are. Hey, Dr. Christy Gooden, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
And where are you calling from?
Home.
And where is home?
Kansas City.
Kansas City. Uh-huh. Kansas City, because we're coming to Kansas City. We'll
I know. Friday. I'm on call this week. I'm hoping I'm going to be able to make it to say hello in person tomorrow.
When she says she's on call, she's only one of two black female transplant surgeons in Kansas City.
Well, I'm the only black female transplant surgeon in the city, period. I have a partner who's also a black male transplant surgeon. Okay. I believe when we crunch the numbers, I'm like the fourth African-American transplant surgeon in the country.
Wow.
How many African-American transplant surgeons are there? Because we as African-Americans disproportionately suffer from kidney disease, and who better to work on us but than African-American surgeons, wouldn't you
Absolutely.
Think?
It's one of the reasons why I went into transplant surgery. There are a lot of African-American male transplant surgeons. The beauty of transplant surgery is there's a lot of diversity, not just with surgeons, but with physicians, nephrologists, et cetera. So I don't know the numbers per se on the men. On the women's side, I believe we're up to, if you include the people who are training or are about to be transplant surgeons, we're somewhere around 7 or 8.
And why is it that African Americans suffer disproportionately from kidney disease?
The diet?
It's a lot of things, but one of the things that's really important is that, number one, yes, we suffer from kidney disease at a rate that's 3 times higher than Caucasians. Diabetes is the leading cause of kidney failure. And as we all know,
we lead in diabetes, yeah.
Yes. And then, of course, there's hypertension. That's the second leading cause.
We lead in that. We're number one.
We're number one. Yay.
Yes.
No.
I know. And my purpose really is to keep you from having me have to operate on you.
So how do we do that, doctor?
Well, the best thing is when you have diabetes, hypertension, et cetera, you really have to follow the guidelines, follow with your doctors. The problem with the body is that it is really amazing. It's going to work really, really hard to try to keep things going even when things are falling apart up to the point where it can't anymore. And that's when you start getting symptoms. I don't want to see you or have the kidney doctor see you when it's time to talk about dialysis. If you know you have diabetes and hypertension, you have to make sure that your physicians are following you and they are following your urine to make sure there's signs within your urine to make sure that you don't have kidney disease or not developing kidney disease. Also, there are labs that should be checked on a routine basis. The National Kidney Foundation wants everybody, diabetics know they're supposed to know their hemoglobin A1C. But a lot of people don't know what their EGFR is. And that's a marker.
There's a whole.
Yeah, I never heard of that.
Yes.
EGFR.
EGFR. It what tells is? Us, it's more than, some people know about creatinine or whatever, but that's not the one. EGFR tells us how well your kidneys are functioning. And that's what we want people to start recognizing.
Is that something you should ask your doctor when you go, the next time you go? And when you get the number, where should it be and where shouldn't it be?
And based on your age, et cetera, they have on your list of labs where you should be, what should be normal. And your physician should be able to tell you that. It's automatically calculated for you when you get your labs.
I hear you. What you're saying is if you just do the basics, diabetics, you might not have a problem with your kidneys, correct?
Absolutely. And beyond that, if there is chronic kidney disease, because sometimes I find in the African-American population, everybody's afraid about what they're going to find. If you do have chronic kidney disease, then we can manage it. We have great doctors who can manage it so you don't need to do dialysis. As long as we catch it early enough, there are things that you can do to modifying your life and your diet, et cetera, to keep you from having to go on to dialysis or keep you from having to need a transplant. So you want to catch it early.
We have a thing around here we call deniabetes.
Yes.
And we have a nickname for those who won't do the right thing. We call them pathetic diabetics.
It's very true. My mother's going to kill me because I know she's listening. But my mother is a diabetic and hypertension, and I am all over her labs. She knows
and
that
she's
she
got
has
diabetes, and she's a pathetic diabetic.
No, she's actually.
Oh, she's on
my
it.
My mom
huh?
knows how well. To count carbs. She does her thing. She has no protein in her urine.
Oh.
I know her EGFR, and it's because. And she's been a diabetic for 20 something years, just about. And it's about doing the right thing, managing your disease, so that you don't have to be operated on by the likes of me.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you so much, doctor. I hope we see you when we are in Kansas City Thursday evening and Friday.
If you have a question for the doctor, she'll be around for the next hour at 646-4664. Thank you, Dr. Christie.
Thank you.